clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, the rain didn't happen last night. Kind of had a bad feeling it wouldn't. They keep saying it was going to be east of here, and I'm not so sure about tonight either. I hate to be pessimistic, but it's it looks less and less all the time. But you never know. Maybe I need to be pessimistic, and then it'll rain instead of being optimistic. How about that? All right, let's check out some temperatures. Looks like up in the Panhandle right now is the coolest. It's 35. At Guyman, 43 at Slapout, 49 at the May Ranch, 51 at Helena, 48 at Sealing, 47 at Cheyenne, 50 at Hollis, 52 at Altus and Tipton. And over here in the Texas Panhandle, 43 at Lipscomb, Canadian is 46, Miami's 46, and basically everybody in the Eastern Texas Panhandle. Everybody's in 46 or 47, 44 at McLean. All right. Well, the old recreational marijuana deal caught me off guard. I thought that had a chance of passing, but it didn't. All 77 counties were a no. And I think, according to a reliable source of mine out west of Elk City in the Roger Mills County area, Roger Mills County had the highest percentage of the no vote of any county in Oklahoma, 81%. Oh, caught me off guard. The text line is wide open. Jill started this yesterday. But anyway, the text line's wide open at 580-225-9697. I want to hear from, you don't have to tell me your name. That's not important. Did anybody actually read the whole deal on that law to be changed? The whole thing. Did you go in there and just vote no or yes because you already knew what you wanted to do? Or did you sit down with that ballot and read the whole thing? Because there was more to that ballot, it seemed to me anyway, than the recreational marijuana deal. Anyway, I'd love to hear your opinion on that. So anyway, it is a no for recreational marijuana in Oklahoma. And for rural Oklahoma, I think it's a good deal. Just my opinion. I'm not against people with medical problems smoking that marijuana. That's not what we're talking about, but the recreational deal. Because I've been through some states that have it, and I just don't think it helped their economy, and it didn't help their looks either, especially Colorado. A lot of homeless people there and out there in California also. So anyway, I'm just stating my opinion. We'll move on from that. We got lots going on. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour all hour long. We'll get to more of them on that. I got all kinds of things going on today. Actually, past the half hour yesterday at UConn at the Express Ranch there in UConn, the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee, all the big dogs were in UConn yesterday, and they held a hearing about American economy. Well, most of you people all know Kelly Payne, who was the president of the Oklahoma Stockyards up there in Oklahoma City. She was there, but also Mr. Brian Jackson. Him and his wife run and operate and own the Route 66 processing over there at Sayre. He was actually there to testify in front of all these U.S. representatives. And so later on, right after, past the about 12:35, I'm going to let you guys hear his testimony. It's about 5 minutes long. He did a real good job. Matter of fact, I think he should run for public office. He's pretty sharp. Anyway, we'll hear about that. And I didn't get to do Hay Day Tuesdays yesterday. I'll catch up on that. And then also the 2023 acreage puzzle. I'm going to talk a little bit about that between corn, cotton, wheat, soybeans, all kinds of stuff, seeing what's maybe happened. And the world's, the WADES is supposed to be out. It's probably out right now. I don't want to get that update. We're going to talk about that, see what's happening. But first, let's see what happened overnight in our big agriculture industry. Wheat and soybean futures were lower overnight, while corn was unchanged ahead of today's world agriculture supply and demand estimates. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected to raise its forecast for corn and wheat stockpiles at the end of the marketing year, while lowering its outlook for soybean inventories. The USDA's estimates for corn and wheat ending stocks likely will rise. Corn inventories at the end of the 22-23 marketing year on August 31st likely will be projected at 1.308 billion bushels. That would be up from February's outlook from 1.67 billion bushels, but down from 1.377 billion that were in storage at the end of the previous marketing year, according to the USDA. Soybean stocks at the end of August likely will be pegged at 220 million bushels, poll said. That would be down from the prior forecast of 225 million and well below last year's, the 21-22, 274 million bushels of soybeans. Wheat inventories at the end of the grains 2022-23 marketing year on May 31st probably will be seen as 573 million bushels in today's report, the survey said, and that's up from the 568 million projected last month. Ending stocks last year was reported at 698 million bushels. Traders will also be keeping an eye out on the USDA's South America crop production estimates. Winter weather forecasts from Montana through Iowa. Winter weather advisories have been issued for eastern Montana, all South Dakota, parts of central Nebraska. According to the National Weather Service, as much as 6 inches of snow are expected to fall in central South Dakota starting tomorrow. The National Weather Service said in a report early this morning, roads will become slippery during the storm. In central Nebraska, freezing drizzle overnight likely left a glaze of ice on the roadways today. Winter storm watches will be take effect in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. From 5 to 7 inches of snow with strong winds that might produce blowing snow. Travel will be problematic, according to the National Weather Service. Patching blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. So that's what's going on there. Let's check out some of the grain prices currently. Let me update them. There we go. Corn for March, 637. May is 627. July is 615. It's in the red around 5. It's down 5 today. Soybeans are up. March, 1528. May, 1517. July, 1506. Soybean meal for March, 498.50 a short ton. May is 487.20. July is 477.70. How's that? A lot of sevens there. Soybean oil for March, 56.68. May's 59.08. And July's 58.98. Hard red winter wheat is up a little bit today. Not bad. It's just holding steady today. March is 805. May is 798. Oats for March is 337. Up quite a bit, actually, because it was like, oh, what was it yesterday? 320. So anyway, it's up pretty good. And then we got oats for May, 346. And let's see what cotton's doing. May is 82 cents. It's down today. And July is 83 cents. And it's also down today. I guess they heard me on the show yesterday when Jill and I was talking about Sugar Baby and his sugar and pineapples over there in the Delhi area. Actually, sugar is up a penny a pound today. So Sugar Baby's back in the money making today. Looking at oil, it's down today. It's April West Texas Intermediate crude oil is 76.53. Natural gas has been hanging in there where it has been for the last probably month. April 256 and May's 272. Basically, the markets, the big boy markets back east, S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow, they're up and down all over the place there. So it looks like my market update here looks like a Christmas tree with all these green and red letters going on. All right, so when I come back, we're going to talk about live and feeder cattle and talk a little bit about what happened at Woodward yesterday at the Woodward Livestock Auction. And also, I got a report that I promised you guys yesterday for peanuts, on peanuts. We'll talk a little bit about that before we get on in past the half hour when we get to hear the Brian Jackson testimony in front of the Ways and Means Committee yesterday in Yukon. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 3rd. 1,206 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 275 brought 264. 4 at 450 brought 237.50. 13 at 518 brought 222. 8 at 584 brought 208. 20 at 615 brought 217. 4 at 669 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 184.50. 4 head of heifers at 395 brought 212. 3 at 523 brought 195. 5 at 553 brought 196. 17 at 585 brought 186, 7 at 605 brought 191, 3 at 650 brought 180, 12 at 730 brought 177, butcher cows were 30 to 110, butcher bulls brought 75 to 133.50, bred cows were 785 to 1785, pairs brought 1085 to 2025. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, in. The old text line lit up. I can't wait to talk to you guys a little bit about what I had text in about the 820 yesterday. I'm going to do, out in the Texas Panhandle, Memphis. Right now, it's 45 degrees at Memphis. Wind chill is 42. The humidity's 56. The winds are out of the north at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Peak wind gust so far today has been 27 miles an hour. No precipitation this month in Memphis, Texas. Red flag minutes today, zero. So freezing minutes today, zero. But man, that humidity in the air, it feels cold out there. 8-inch soil temperature is 50 degrees, and that's what we got in Texas over there. Okay, first of all, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. They then put the calves on feed, in some cases, for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential, gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, and whole beef for sale. Taking April and May orders right now as we speak. Third-party verified all-natural and hormone-free is also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. How about that? And thank you, Tracy and Jimmy, for sponsoring every Wednesday with the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Okay, one more quick thing that I'd like to let all you guys know out there, since with both the KWFX and Woodward and KCO here in Elk City covering this, I know there's a lot of veteran farmers and ranchers out there. So listen up. Coming up March 27th from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, at the Woodward High Plains Technology Center, there will be a PAC-ACT VA screening. And Woodward is also going to be soon be getting a VA clinic up there, and this is cool. I'm glad. We need more VA clinics. We don't have enough. So that will be from 3 to 7 on March 27th. And I'll tell you what you need to bring. You don't need to call nobody. This is just what you're going to need to bring. But I want to mention one other date. If you can't make that one in Woodward, they'll have one in Altus, April 19th at the Southwest Tech Center, 3 to 7 o'clock. And so what you need to bring, and what it is, the PAC Act is and your VA benefits, and it is an expansion of Agent Orange benefits to help Gulf War and Global War on Terror veterans, because we've all been exposed to something, and you know we have. And so anyway, so be there. And so what you need to bring with you, and I'm going to announce this a lot more times between now and then, so you'll need to bring your DD-214 and any medical records you might have from your service period. If not, they'll find them. So bring your driver's license, social security card, and DD-214, and you should be covered. And I think it's a great deal. So anyway, just keep that in mind at Woodward. I haven't got it memorized yet. March 27th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the High Plains Technology Center. And then again at Altus at the Southwest Tech Center, from 3 to 7 on April 19th. So at the end of this month, in the middle of next month, if you're a veteran and you want to get screened, this is a great time to do it. You deserve whatever they give you. And so anyway, it's a great deal for veterans. So appreciate them sending that to me from the city this morning. All right, where was we? Let's go to back to the right here where I'm at. How about that? Livestock. Let's check out livestock pricing. Live cattle for April, $165.50. June is $160.62. August is $160.07. Live cattle for October, $164.85. Feeder cattle for March, 193.15. April, 199.62. Man's creeping up to that 200 mark. Lean hogs for April, 85.82. May, 93.47. And June is $100.40. $100.40. Anyway, okay, let's go to the text line before I get to the Woodward Report. So earlier I asked you guys to text in some thoughts on that 820 bill that was on the ballot yesterday. So first person said, just pray the good Lord will send rain. And I agree with you. We need the rain. Man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of that early wheat out there I'm looking at. It's getting them big, dark blue spots in it. So that's not good. And next person said, yes, on the ballot. Crazy that some of that tax money would be used to screen renewed here. Hang on, let me get back up. Yes, on the ballot, crazy that some of that tax money would be used to educate and treat addiction to the drug. And another one on the text line said, I heard one reason for recreational marijuana is so veterans can have access. Couldn't they go to the doctor and get medical marijuana? Awesome question. And then the person that sent in about the tax money would be used to educate and treat addiction to the drug. Sometimes we can't figure out how to help ourselves. So very good. Anyway, that's a few of them there. All right, let's move on. And here's what happened to Woodward yesterday. They had 341 head of cows and bulls up there. Let's see, compared to last week, slaughter cows were mostly steady. Slaughter bulls steady to $4 higher. Demand was moderate. On the breaker cows, it looked like they had about 40 head of those, and they ranged from anywhere from $95 to $1.15 was the high end. On boner cows, they had anywhere from $86 to $1.06. It looks like, $1.06 was the high end, so it was pretty good. On lean cows, anywhere from 75 cents to 92 cents was the highest. Bulls ranged anywhere from, they had 9 head that averaged $19.56. High end was $1.19. They averaged at $115.91. They had 7 head that weighed 2008 average. 126 was the top end. And they had 2 that averaged 1473 and 95 was the high end on that. Let's see here. Bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds. They had some young ones that averaged 1625. They had some 2 to 4 year olds that were, weight was 1209. They was high as 1725 for a bred cow. And then they had some 5 to 8 year olds, a dozen of them, that weighed, average weight was 1151. Top end on those 5 to 8 year old bred cows was 1475. And then they had one that weighed 1260 that brought 1410. On the pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 pound calves, up to 150 pound calves, were bringing $1,500. And then we're 5 to 8 year olds. And then some medium and large number one with 150 to 300 pound calves on them were averaging $1,700 on those. So there's your market from Woodward yesterday. So the cattle market is still strong and looking good. Let's see here. I got a deal here from Tyrone Spearman I wanted to play you guys. He's saying new information notes the usage of peanuts is expected to drop. So let's see what he has to say here.
USDA has released some of the planned usage of peanuts this year. They are expected to decline 4% this year during the entire year. This is primarily due to a 7% forecasted decrease in exports. Food, which makes up the largest portion of the peanut disappearance, is projected to increase by 1%. A 13% increase in peanut candy consumption has kept peanut food use from falling much lower during this past year. Despite decreases in disappearance for peanut snacks were down, peanut butter slightly down, in-shell peanuts, and other edible peanut products also down. Over the first 5 months of the marketing year, they're showing the quantity of peanuts used for peanut butter is at a record levels, up 2.9% over the same period last year. This is crucial because over half the peanuts used for food end up as peanut butter. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Mr. Spearman. Appreciate that. All right, when we come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma forecast for you, your Long Ranger. And then I want you guys to hear what Mr. Brian Jackson from Sayre over here from Route 66 Processing said in his testimony with the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee that was visiting Yukon yesterday. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000. And that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Camargo, I've picked you for Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it's 51 degrees Humidity's 51%. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles an hour. Today, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees for a high. Looks like you beat that. Tonight, 50% chance of rain showers, 42 for a low. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 69 for a high, 31 tomorrow night for a low. Getting down there towards that freezing zone. 61 for Friday, mostly cloudy. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 81 with southwest winds. Yep, you guessed it. 17 to 24 with wind gusts up to 30 and 35 miles an hour. It's going to be a little breezy Saturday. Sunday looks great. 61 degrees, partly sunny, but there will be some north winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. So it's going to be not too bad of a weekend, but we need some rain. We need some more rain in those forecasts. Okay, let me find where. All right. So yesterday, the House Committee, U.S. House Committee on the Ways and Means Committee met in Yukon at the Express Ranch, and the committee chairman, Jason Smith, out of Missouri, brought the committee there and held its second field hearing on the state of the American economy. The heartland, that's what it was. They were in the heartland. So anyway, they had a couple of people testify. One of them was Brian Jackson from right over here at Sayre, and the other one was Kelly Payne, who used to be the president of the Oklahoma Stockyards Association, or Stockyards, period. Anyway, I don't see her deal on here, but I know she's still busy. Don't worry. But I want you guys to listen to what Brian says yesterday. It hits pretty well home on even this, what the farmer's trying to do, labor costs and all that stuff. So bear with me a second here, and I'll start playing it.
Chairman Smith, Ranking Member Neal, distinguished members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today. It's truly an honor for me to be here to share my thoughts with you on the state of the American economy. I've had the honor to serve in combat in Iraq, spent a decade in the oil field, and now own and operate a USDA-inspected meat processing facility in western Oklahoma. We're located about halfway between Amarillo and Oklahoma City, so we serve customers from two states. From our faith in God and a little perseverance, we built our facility from the ground up during the COVID pandemic and are one of 12 USDA-inspected plants in the state. We left the city life to live on my wife's fifth-generation family farm. To give you an idea of our size, a large meat packer can process 800 beef in a day. We process that in a year. It takes dozens of plants like ours across each state to meet the demands of the local community. Our first challenge I'd like to discuss is labor. And there's a famous quote by Michael Hopp that sums it up. Hard times create strong people. Strong people create good times. Good times create weak people. Weak people create hard times. Coming out of the COVID pandemic, we're still facing an increasingly challenging work environment where employees may or may not show up to work for a slew of reasons. As a result, our ability to complete the work we commit to is made even more difficult. Today, we find ourselves counseling and coaxing workers into just showing up to work and doing a satisfactory job. I believe a deterioration of our family structure and work ethic contributes to the rising mental health issues we are seeing. Trauma, like what I saw in combat, requires tools to learn to cope with, and today, that's being substituted in our culture by drugs, alcohol, and other harmful vices. I see firsthand that we're at a point of weak people creating hard times due to a widespread entitled attitude. People in our community are suffering, and part of the problem is they aren't empowered to change it. Hopelessness and depression are rampant, and there are still hardworking people out there, most living paycheck to paycheck, just not as many as there used to be. We are grateful for the team we have and that we take their welfare very personal. In our small farming community, we don't have an endless supply of workers. We're a town of 4,800 people, most of whom have to travel for work. We work what is considered a dirty job, but still an essential job. For our team of people, it provides them a work-life balance, but it does require grit. I've been humbled several times by corporate layoffs, and then later by the experience of starting a small business. To be as resilient as generations before us, we need to toughen up. Failure is part of the journey. Being allowed to fail instead of having your way paved for you is empowering. The American dream is not lived on easy street. It takes grit and the discipline to put the work in day after day to realize the American dream. Employers must adapt to the current work environment or risk having to close their shop. For 2022, we sent out almost four times more W-2s than the number of employees we currently have on staff. Finding ways to be more flexible with employee work schedules is key. From my time in the Army, I learned that in order to have the best team, you have to have high standards, but also take care of them. It's about respecting other people and their property. And the fact is, people do not care what you know until they know that you care. The second area to cover is inflation. We see firsthand how out of control costs have gotten in the last several years. Equipment costs have doubled. If you were to construct our building today, it would cost at least twice as much. And for supplies, we face both rising freight costs and parts on back order being commonplace. Every week, we see the purchasing power of our dollar continue to decline. When it comes to cash flow, we're experiencing delayed payment from customers, sometimes up to 60 days. And for a small business that operates on cash, it restricts our ability to meet our obligations on time. Interest rates are high, even if you have excellent credit. The beef industry as a whole is in a tough spot. There's not much profitability for a rancher because the cost of fertilizer and feed is too high. We've seen smaller and smaller, less fed out cattle come through our facility than when we first opened 18 months ago. My brother-in-law is a fifth generation rancher who supplies all of our beef that we retail and wholesale. And we provide farm to table beef, locally raised, locally processed, and we see the impact of higher costs. I'm proud to be an American and would like to emphasize the importance of creating value in American made products. This will continue to create more pride in the work that we do so that more hardworking people come to work for the American dream. At some point, it seems like we've lost our way. We need to have pride in the products that come from our country. And in conclusion, as a nation, we face many challenges, but there's nothing that we cannot overcome by working together. Just as my grandparents did following the Great Depression, the hard times we are in now will create a stronger nation for our kids. I'm encouraged by your willingness to listen and affect change. Thank you for your consideration of my testimony and for your service to our great nation.
Good job, Brian. That was excellent. I enjoyed that. He hit it right on the nail. And probably Friday, I'm going to have a Kelly Payne, who I got her all of her stuff here now. She is the district vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. She ranches around the Mustang area, and she is new board chairman of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. And she's a proud member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, just like me. How about that? Anyway, I'll have her testimony coming up either tomorrow or Friday. So, and anyway, Brian did a great job, and thank you for representing us out here. Okay, let's see what. Let's go do some hay prices. Oh, no, I want to go to the text line. I had a question to follow up. Yesterday, we were talking about bulls, and come up when I said something about putting one of the persons that texted in this, one of the listeners said something about using the same bull in the spring and in the fall. And he asked if I had. I've actually have, and I've only done it once, and it was actually last year. So last year out here in West Elk City, I calved out 35 first calf heifers, and some of them had lost their calves. And then I had a couple that didn't breed, if I remember right. I don't remember what the deal was. There was five or seven of them. So what I did, instead of waiting until this year to rebreed them, I put a bull in there with them in October of, was it October? Yeah, somewhere in there. October, November. I can't remember exactly. So I think it was more like November. Anyway, I put the bull in there with November to get them bred. And I guess it would have been, yep. And that way they would go ahead and have their calves. It was actually the year, the fall before, so excuse me. So their calves are on the ground right now, and they're around 300 pounds. They were bred, last year. Anyway, I'm trying to catch up with my time here. I have a very cloudy mind when the show's going on because there's so much going on in here. But anyway, I got some calves on the ground for them, and they weigh around 300 pounds right now. And then the other heifers that are cows now are with them now, are calving now. So that way I can get them back into the same breeding program as them. And it worked out, but it was only five or seven head. So your next question was insight on what a bull could cover in a year if he ran like that. Would it lower his years of service doing and so on? I don't have an honest, I got an honest answer for you, but it's not, like medical. I'm not a professional in that deal. There's no reason why you can't have, because one bull's for 20 or 25 head, and then take a 3 or 4 month break and turn them back in with some more, it should be fine. Matter of fact, it should be healthy for him. I don't think it'll down, his lifespan will go down at all, and it'll keep him out of trouble during the winter when he's out looking for cows to come and heat, and he's got all those bred that you bred in the spring, and I don't know, just my opinion. I don't think it'll do anything. I think it'll be good for him. And like I said, it'll keep him out of the trouble during the winter months when all the other cows are bred. So to keep him busy, how's that? So we'll see how that goes. All right. And let's see. Have I ever heard that? I'm trying to figure out. Anyway, I'll get up back onto the text line here in a minute. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you and a little bit on hay prices and some other things. Be right back after this and Jerry Nine right now.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, March the 9th. We're expecting 3,500 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Clinton, got 40 steers at 5, and Woodward, 30 steers, numbers at 4, long-time lead. Winoka's got 186 steers, numbers 6 to 7, Sayre, 72 steers, 7.5, Cordell, 44 steers at 8, Laverne got 249 steers, numbers 6 to 8, Dalhart, Texas, 180 steers, 7.850, Barnett, we got 97 heifers at 7, Moreland, 191 heifers at 7, Seymour, Texas, 258 steers, numbers 6.5 to 8.5, Barnett, we got 35 steers, 7.5, Tologa, 64 steers at 9, Woodward, 87 steers, numbers 7 to 8, and Sayre, 40 heifers, 6.5. Very good cow and bull market on Tuesday. Best cows topping 115. That's killing cows. Bulls top 126. Bred cows top 1725. Got two nice strings of cows, bred cows and pairs coming this next Tuesday. 75 in one bunch, 50 in another. One deal's 3 to 7 years old, one's 3 to 5 years old. Very nice set. Again, this Thursday, expecting 3,500 cattle. We will start the auction at 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frames. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 6th. 2,132 head were sold, 16 head of steers at 500 brought 250, 12 at 600 brought 197, 53 at 662 brought 182, 4 at 773 brought 186, 15 at 888 brought 177, 6 at 975 brought 170, 25 at 1,007 brought 172, 6 head of heifers at 419 brought 217, 9 at 600 brought 193, 50, 10 at 743 brought 175, 16 at 758 brought 175, 30 at 851 brought 170, 3 at 852 brought 165, 81 at 901 brought 170, 50. Butcher cows were 45 to 106. Butcher bulls brought 95 to 118, 50. Bred cows were 900 to 1820. Pairs brought 1200 to 1950. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. I didn't change my deal here. Hang on here. Who am I going to pick today? Let's just go with Altus. How about that? Bam, done. New mezzanette's cool. That's all I got to say. Oh, FYI, Mr. Rod Carver out there, if you're listening, your right-hand man had two raindrops on his tractor, and he sent me a picture going down the highway, and he was going to pull over and wait for it to quit raining because he didn't want to get the tractor stuck. So just a FYI, and he was on asphalt, so I'm not sure what he's thinking there. Take that, RH. 54 degrees at Altus right now, 53% humidity. Yeah, I know. Anyway, he sent me a bad word. Anyway, the winds are out of the north at 10 miles an hour. Wind gusts 15 miles an hour. Today, 30% chance of rain showers and 52 for a high. We already passed that. Looks like all the high temperatures were underestimated today. Tonight is showing we have a 50% chance of thunderstorms, 47 for a low, 30% chance of showers tomorrow. Friday, 62 degrees. Saturday, 84 degrees. And of course, we have high wind out of the south, 18 to 25 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. But you need to get your sunblock out. 84 degrees is going to be hot. Anyway, Sunday, 64 degrees with north winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Nice forecast for them right there. All right, let's see. Where were we? Hay prices. I want to check out the hay prices. I hadn't got to check them out in a few weeks since I was doing the FFA stuff. Speaking of FFA, I think the OYE opened up with the ag mechanics today or going to tomorrow. They're moving their stuff in, or maybe they already did. I seen on social media, Canute was sending their team up there. I think Mr. Hightower from here south of Elk was going. I'm sure there's numerous kids from all over Western Oklahoma headed up to OYE for the ag mechanics. Man, it's the largest stock show in the world, getting ready to start happening, even with the ag mechanics involved. It's great. And I'll keep you guys updated on what's happening with all of our Western Oklahoma schools on what the competition up there. Because I think these bad boys and girls from out here in Western Oklahoma have a little bit more knowledge on mechanicking than not to cause any trouble with any kids in Eastern Oklahoma. But if you want something fixed out here in Western Oklahoma, they got to do it themselves. So they're pretty good at it. Okay, hay prices retreated a little bit in January. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. The average hay price for alfalfa and grass dropped in January, according to the USDA Agriculture Prices Report. Alfalfa posted its lowest average monthly price since June of last year. The average price of alfalfa during January was pegged at $263 per ton. That's down $6 from December, but still $48 ahead of last year. This is United States-wise. It's not just Oklahoma. Anyway, only Washington issued a double-digit gain in their average alfalfa price, hay price from December to January, and it's $10 a ton. Double-digit declines in January alfalfa hay price occurred in three states. Nevada down $15 per ton, while Minnesota dropped 11 and California was down 10. The highest alfalfa hay price was reported in California at $360 per ton, Arizona at $355, and Washington checked in at $335 a ton. Midwest states accounted for the lowest 10 average hay prices. North Dakota was easily the lowest at $110 a ton, followed by Wisconsin and Minnesota. Both were at $163 per ton. Keep in mind that USDA average prices accounts for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate and volume weighted average rather than simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales still impact the final dollar U.S. value more than the states with the fewer sales. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out what's happening. The January average price of other hay, mostly grass, dropped $2 per ton to $175, which was $22 per ton higher than a year ago. The highest January price for other hay than other than alfalfa was reported in California at $310 a ton, Washington at $280 a ton, and Oregon and Nevada was at $260 a ton. I can't imagine giving almost the same for grass hay as alfalfa. I don't get it, unless alfalfa wasn't available. But anyway, that's crazy. North Dakota had the lowest reported other hay average price at $87 per ton. It was followed by Illinois at $115 and Wisconsin at $116. Okay, so let's check out some of the, let's start with Kansas. I'm going to check out Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico and Missouri. How about that? Let's start with Kansas. Alfalfa hay in January of 2022 was at $184. In December of 2022, it was $270. In January of this year, $275. How about that? And then other hay, grass hay, whatever you want to call it, in Kansas, $108 January of 22, $108 a ton. December of 2022, it was $152 a ton, so it came up, what, $44? And then it stabilized in January of this year at $155. Missouri, alfalfa, $165 a ton in January, $170 a ton in December, and $165 a ton for alfalfa hay this year. So there are nobody jacking with the prices over there in Missouri, doesn't sound like. On other hay, $105 in January of 22, $140 a ton in December of 22, and it's down $5 at $135 in January this year. Ease down here to Oklahoma, $174 a ton in January of 2022, basically a little over a year ago, and this is alfalfa hay, $271 in December and $264 in January this year. That's the average that's sold and reported to the USDA. Other hay, $100 a ton, $141 a ton in December of 22, and $140 here a couple months ago in January. All right, let's check out Texas, last but not least. Texas, $206 for alfalfa hay in January of last year, $271 in December, and $271 in January. Other hay, they go up a little bit here. $148 for other hay in January of last year, $175 in December of last year, and $183 a ton in January of this year. And that's just average. That takes them all in account. That's not premium, good, bad. That's just all of them together. So that's what's happening in the hay report of this week. So we got, anyway, I got James Bigley going to be on the show tomorrow with me and Jill. We're going to be talking about the JA and XIT Ranch in Texas. If you remember a couple months ago, James come on and talked about the Yellowstone Ranch up in Montana, and he talked about that. So he's going to talk about a couple of the ranches in Texas tomorrow, and also he's a realtor also, and he's going to talk about the difficulty of young adults coming into the ranching or farming business, trying to afford to get started with the way our stuff is, interest rates, high inputs, high acreage per dollar, $2 per acre costs. So we got that going on. All right, I got to mention this real quick. This is my one bull sale of the day that I want to mention, and it is the Partners in Progress bull sale. This is the McIntyre Red Angus Ranch out here at Sweetwater. It's coming up March 27th at 1 o'clock at the ranch at Sweetwater, and they got lots to offer. Got big old nice ad in the Penny News, and I'm going to see if I can get Crystal to come on the show later next week prior to the sale, and we'll talk about what all they got to do. They have some beautiful red Angus cows out there at Sweetwater. So that ranch is that sale's coming up, and I think there'll be 30 plus Ace Advantage red Angus bulls, 45 red Angus replacement heifers, some commercial red Angus first calf heifers, some commercial red Angus replacement heifers. Got all kinds of good stuff coming out there at the McIntyre Ranch at Sweetwater, Oklahoma. You guys have a great day. See you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.